ونحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما. Last week we started the discussion of the expedition known as ذو القرد. It was known as ذو القرد because that was the name of the water source from which Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or rather Uyayna, the one who had taken away the horses of the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all happened from this water source. It was known as Dhul Qarad. And Salama radiallahu anhu gave chase, and he was attacking single-handed, and slowly he was pursuing 40 people, and slowly one by one he was getting the camels, but they did escape with a few. Then last week, we were discussing that Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu was playing psychological games with them, because he was talking to them, "Ta'rifuni, you'll know who I am," etc. So he was engaging, talking, buying time, because he knew Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we're on the way to help Salama radiallahu anhu. So Salama radiallahu anhu in the distance could see that the horsemen are coming. And the first person that he caught sight of was Akhram radiallahu anhu. Akhram radiallahu anhu is advancing into the thick of the enemy. Salama radiallahu anhu goes, he grabs the rein of the horse, and he stops him in his track. He says, "Akhram, where are you going? Just hold on. It's still early. Don't go." So Akhram radiallahu anhu, he addresses Salama. He says, "Ya Salama, in kunta tu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, wa ta'lamu anna al-jannata haqq wa an-nar haqq, fala tahul baini wa baina shahada." Salama, if you believe in Allah in the last day, you know Jannah and Jahannam is a reality, then why become a barrier between me and my shahada? So immediately he leaves. He realizes that he is on a mission. So he leaves the reins. What transpired was, even before the battle, Akhram radiallahu anhu had a dream. In the dream he sees that the sky is open, and he is traversing through the skies, passes the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. He passes the seventh heaven, and he comes to Sidratul Muntaha, just below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is at a resting place. So he wakes up and he comes. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a personality who was very well versed in interpretation of dreams. He finds Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, says, "Abu Bakr, this is the dream." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, "Akhram, abshir bi shahada, glad tidings for you, shahada is for you." So he already knew that shahada is destined for me, inshaAllah. And he is on this mission to gain his shahada. So Salama radiallahu anhu immediately leaves him. He says, "Okay, go for it." Akhram goes into the thick of the battle, or into the enemies, and Abdul Rahman ibn Uyayna, so Uyayna bin Hisn Abdul Rahman, so he enters into a duel with him and a combat. Akhram flashes first, and he hamstrings the horse of Abdul Rahman the Kafir. Abdul Rahman the Kafir, he goes for a second for his shot, and he immediately is responsible for the shahada of Akhram radiallahu anhu. So Akhram radiallahu anhu becomes shaheed, and the horse of Abdul Rahman is injured. That's hamstrung. So he jumps onto the horse of the Muslim, Akhram radiallahu anhu's horse. Prior to the battle, to understand what happens next. So when this happens, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu comes, and he now enters into a duel and a combat with Abdul Rahman. Because Abdul Rahman ibn Uyayna is on the horse of Akhram. So it's a kafir on a Muslim horse. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu comes second, and he wants to duel and he wants to fight Abdul Rahman. But what happened to Abu Qatada before coming to this point? Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, even before what had transpired, the day before what had happened, he went and bought a horse. When he bought this horse, Mas'ada was a kafir. So this person is telling him, Mas'ada, he is asking Abu Qatada, what you buying this horse for? He says, I will help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in jihad inshaAllah. And he started mocking him, ridiculing him. He says, you buy a horse to go and help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, yeah, and I will fight with this horse and I'll kill you. He's telling him. So Mas'ada says, wait, hold on. He realized that these people are serious when they speak. And anyway, he joked about it and he left it at that. Abu Qatada bought the horse, he's his home. This incident hasn't transpired as yet, hasn't occurred, what happened with the camels of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suddenly he's feeding his horse, and the horse picks up its head, and it's all ears listening. Abu Qatada says, this horse senses something. Mother says, maybe there's some other horses in the vicinity. He says, but there can't be any other horses because no one would launch an attack to Medina Munawara. We got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now we're in safe zone. We're protected. And then the horse picks up his head again. And it's all ears listening very carefully. And then the horse, then he says, no, no. For this horse to be so attentive, perhaps there's a call in Medina Munawara. It can hear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I can hear. He immediately jumps on the horse. He asks his mother permission and he goes. Comes to Medina Tayyiba, Nabi Sam is making the first tashkil. Akhram radiallahu anhu is ready. Abu Qatada gets ready also. He says, I'm ready. So the horse heard the tashkil. That the announcement is being made who's ready to go out. And he's amongst the first battalion, the first group of people that now are going out to fight Abu Qatada with Akhram. So he comes out. So we understand Mas'ada, what had transpired. Abu Qatada enters into a duel. En route, as he's walking, as in the, even before the combat, he is shot with an arrow. And the one piece of that arrow is lodged into his head. He pulls out the arrow. So most of it, he looks at it, it's an arrow. But there's one metal piece that's in his head, unknowing to it. He doesn't know it's there, it's lodged. Anyway, he just tends to himself. And Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu is going out. He fights Abdurrahman ibn Uyayna. Uyayna injured the horse of Abu Qatada. Abu Qatada killed Abdurrahman. So now Abu Qatada's horse is lost, but he jumps onto the horse of Abdurrahman, which actually belonged to Akhram. When he comes onto the horse, fight continues, and then he sees a person that's, you know, who's, we can say he's clear to the hilt. He's from head to toe. So he looks at him, he doesn't even know who it is. And this person in this helmet, and he cannot see who it is talking to him. He says, you know who I am? He says, I don't know who you are. So he says, who are you? He says, I'm Mas'ada. He says, right. Mas'ada, you remember what I told you? Now Abu Qatada is talking to him. So Abu Qatada, radiallahu anhu, this kafir is telling him, how you want to fight? It's up to you. So he says, no, ball is in your court. You tell me, I'm ready. No disadvantage to me. How you want it? You take the advantage. He says, okay, leave all the horses. We come on the floor. Definitely. He says, then, he says, with our swords. Abu Qatada floored him. He's on top of him, about to kill him. He says, man li sidya. So he puts a pity card. He says, who's look after my children? He says, An-Nar, the fire of Jahannam, and he killed him. So Abu Qatada was very witty at that time. So what he did was, he took out that extra garment that Mas'ada was wearing. He put it on, took out his garment, and he covered the body of Mas'ada. Took Mas'ada's extra jubba, we would say, put it onto himself. Took his horse, and he's going in the, towards the enemy. So the enemies are looking, and they see, when the enemy looks, they say, no man, that's Mas'ada. So they drop their guard. Unknowing, it's Abu Qatada coming to attack, he kills the nephew, Mas'ada's nephew, and a few others. Then they realize, wait, hold on, something is not right here. This is Abu Qatada. So he camouflaged himself. He launched an attack and he killed few more people. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a few for the protection of Medina Munawwara. 500 people, horsemen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Medina Munawwara. As they leaving, they can see the shawl of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu has seen, inna lillahi wa inna. Abu Qatada is shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Abu Qatada is not shaheed, he's still fighting. He says, no, it's him, that's his shawl. Nabi Sam says, he is not shaheed. So they go, they look. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah, that's not Abu Qatada, it's his shawl, but the body is a kafir. He says, yeah, no, he's still fighting. It's him, he's still fighting. Eventually, Sahaba radiallahu anhum wait in this water source area. By that time, Salama and the rest of the crew, they are returning. Abu Qatada comes. The Sahaba is saying, he's alive. We thought he passed away. He's a shaheed. So he comes and he tells Nabi something is troubling me, it's hurting. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picks out that small piece of metal that's lodged into the head, takes it out, and Nabi Sallallahu puts his saliva over that piece of the head. Allahumma barik lahu fi sha'rihi wa bishrihi. O may Allah bless him in his hair and his head. They see Abu Qatada at the age of 70. His hair was like a youngster. Because the saliva of Nabi Sam touched that spot. Nothing happened to him. Amazing day Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw. Imagine witnessing a miracle like this. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw to that wound of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. Salama is coming, he is fuming. He says, Ya Rasulullah, give me 100 men, only 100. I need to finish this kufar. Nabi Sam says, Salama, it's okay, leave it. We did what we needed to do. It's all okay, it's fine now. So Salama radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sam says, Khaira fursanina al-yawm, Salama. The best horseman today was Salama radiallahu anhu. The best foot soldier was Salama radiallahu anhu. Nabi Sam gave him the share and the booty of two. Meaning of a foot soldier and of a horseman. For his accolade and his achievements in the battlefield, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very happy with him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him that share. And they stayed the night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salama, enough now, it's okay, let's go back to Madinah Tayyibah. We don't need to like prove any points. We did what we needed to do. Now we can go back. On the return trip, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Salama, I'm so pleased and happy with you. You ride behind me. So Salama radiallahu anhu is riding behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're entering Madina Tayyiba. There's the Ansari brother who's on the outskirts. When he sees Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so he was practicing. He was doing a lot of running. So he was ready, right? I'm ready. Anyone wants to race me, I'm on. I did my racing. So he's asking, Hal may yusabiq? Who wants to race me? So no one said anything. Salama radiallahu anhu asked Nabi permission, like, can I go and race him? Nabi said, Salama, there's no race on of here. Anyway, go man, he's asking for a race, go for it. So they went, and then they are ready. Nabi says, right, Bismillah, they start running. Salama is not taking off. He's waiting. He says, no man, give him some headway. He's still like running a few seconds. Salama decided to take off after him. He tapped him on the back and he passed him also. He said, like, Assalamualaikum, and he carried on. Nabi Sam said, hey, who wants to race Salama now? Come on, man. You'll know Salama radiallahu anhu and the speed. He just came from battle. He's not tired and he can run so fast. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, his wife was taken into captivity. So what, she was taken, right, with these camels. They did lose a few and now they got a few camels. One of the knights, miraculously, she managed to untie herself. Now this is a lady. How does she escape? She can't run. She's far from Medina Tayyiba. She's so aware of a skilled horse or a camel that when she comes to the camel and she touches it, if it makes a sound, it means it's not ready to ride. It's not a camel that can race. So she leaves it. She goes to another camel, touches it, it starts grumbling and making a sound. No, no, not this one. Eventually she comes to a camel, not realizing whose camel. The moment she touches it, it's responding. She jumps onto the camel. She's racing with this camel. By then Kufar realized that she is escaping. The other camels were not as fast. This was the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the moment she took flight, or she started moving with this camel, Kufar realized the chase is not even on here. This is the camel of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's his personal one. No chance of catching her. But what she said was, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves me on this camel, I will slaughter it. That's what she said. She doesn't know whose camel, what camel. She's just riding and she comes to Madinah Tayyibah. And she gives Kalguzari report that, Ya Rasulullah, you know, this is what I have decided, that the camel that has saved me, I'm going to slaughter it. Nabi Sallallahu said, the camel that saved you, that's the reward you give it? You want to slaughter it? No, no, no. That's not allowed. Her name was Layla. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's wife, Layla. Nabi Sallallahu says, you're not allowed to slaughter it. Number one, is the camel doesn't belong to you. It's my camel. This camel is my camel. You cannot slaughter my camel. Remember, Kufar did not enter their territory. They were still en route, which means they haven't established ownership onto the camel. It's still mine. And number two, the reward you give for the camel that saved you is incorrect. So therefore, I'm taking the camel back. You will have to give kafara for your nadar and your vow. There's another kafara that you need to pay. But the lesson in the entire thing is that Salama radiallahu anhu, 13 years older, he has a vision, he's so mature, ready to take on kufar. So the question is, what are we doing with the future of tomorrow? They're still playing the future on the game. They're still playing the future on the games on their screens. How are we going to prepare the future? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared such men of steel around him that they were, you could never penetrate them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability also, that we become rijal, we become like men of steel. Definitely not like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that cloth is no more in existence anymore. But yes, we can emulate and try and bring these qualities and sifat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that's the end of the incident of Dhul Qarad. And yes, they did receive some camels back, and then the main camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we would pause a year also until further notice, when one of the notices come out to continue for the program, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.